In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea.
Your morning team show.
And he told us of his life.
On WSGW.
In the land of submarines.
Charlie and Denise and Pat this morning.
So we sailed onto the sun.
And you, of course.
Till we found the sea of green.
WSGW.com.
100.5
and 790. Siri and Alexa listening too.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
I'm trusting.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
Pat Johnston, our Beatles expert.
Yes.
That you've heard this news. Maybe you've even already heard of the discovery of. Apparently never before heard working tracks for Yellow Submarine before it became what we know today.
Is that right?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I missed this.
Okay, this just came actually, I've seen in the last few hours, I'm looking at YouTube, and I'll play this for you.
Okay.
And if I'm looking correctly, this was just submitted a few hours ago, and I noticed we got 20,000 views.
Already?
So what's going on is apparently the Revolver album.
Yes.
Is soon going to be released, a grand remixing done by, get this, by Gils Martin, son of Beatles producer George Martin.
Yeah, he's been reproducing some of their albums. I think he reproduced Sgt. Pepper and the White Album and Abbey Road, I believe.
I didn't realize already, that. Yeah. I missed that completely.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Well, Revolver, this special edition is going to be, or should I say special editions...
Yeah.
I'll explain that. We'll arrive on October 28th, and it will include, it says here, a demo of Yellow Submarine, a drastically, as it's described here, stripped-down ballad featuring John Lennon doing the vocals, and it's described as the first working parts of the song before it became what we know today.
Okay.
And there's just a minute released that was apparently discovered. Martin says... I had no idea it existed. It's a thrill I got going through the cobwebs. I found gold. So here it is.
Oh, cool. Let's hear it.
This is what it sounds like. Again, this is John Lennon, the working parts of Yellow Submarine before it's what we know today with Ringo doing the lead. Here we go.
In the place where I was born, no one cared.
Just repeats itself.
In the town where I was born, no one cared, no one cared.
Wow.
That's John Lennon doing
it. I heard that.
Yeah. Just discovered.
Sounds kind of sad.
Yeah, it does, in a way, yeah.
Where I was born, no one cares.
And funny you say that, because that's some of the descriptions in this online information I'm reading is that it was kind of a sad-sounding melancholy before it became more of a up-tempo,
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of but happy type of a musical song released.
In a way, though, the feel of the song doesn't really change, at least the message, because what Ringo is telling us is that he likes to get away. Mm-hmm. He wants to get into his Yellow Submarine beneath the waves and get away from... It's almost like he's saying...
Get away from the world.
Right. It's almost like this, I want to get away from the stardom right now, you know, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Boy. So that sort of sticks.
That was 1966. Right. That was going on for all the stardom that the Beatles had already achieved at that time.
Right, right.
And here we are here in 2022.
Wow. That was pretty cool. I have never even heard that.
Well, I've never heard that either.
We have put a link up on the Morning Team page if you'd like to check it out. We have it for you. It's via YouTube. But if you, again, go to WSW.com, scroll down, find the red highlighted section, look for shows, look for the link up to the Morning Team page, looking for, obviously, today's date, October 21st, 2022. We'll put it there.
I always love hearing from different artists and different bands, including the Beatles, when you hear songs start. And then we know where they finish, right? But it's just it's just fun to hear how everything just evolves and then turns into the masterpieces that we know.
Especially when you hear something like this that had never been apparently heard before and
right.
discovered, you know, essentially nearly 60 years later.
Those acoustic versions, too, that seem to be more like a, you know, thought process of trying to create something at the very beginning, and then you know where they end up.
Yeah, right. That's always fascinating.
You know, and that is interesting, because a lot of times you have that early version, then you get all the instrumentation mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just take it back to the acoustic version.
Right. I don't know why this just hit me. I don't know why, but I remember seeing, is it Tommy Shaw from Styx?
Styx,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he showed how he came up with the song Renegade. Now we know Renegade, right? The big rocking song. And he played it. He said, when I played this for the first time and he showed, he said, it's this melancholy song about this guy who's just running from the law. I felt like it was just a sad song. But the band said, no, we can make this rock.
and you get input from other people. That's
yeah,
what
right.
Happens.
Yeah. That's always cool. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if you have an interest in this, again, it's part of what's going to be released on October 28th. Now, there are three different special editions of Revolver to be released. You can get the standard edition, 14 tracks,
okay,
as a single CD, or it's also going to be released on vinyl, as a lot of things are being done.
Of course.
You can get the deluxe edition, 29 tracks in two CDs, or get the super deluxe edition,
gosh,
63 tracks on five CDs or four LPs.
Oh, I'll have to look this up. I wonder what all these tracks are.
And then you'll need that Powerball ticket again.
Right.
You know, prices aren't referenced here. What's the price differential between the standard edition, the special edition, and the super deluxe edition? I don't know. It doesn't say here. But
neither.
This is fun, you know, how often we talk about the Beatles, because it's a group that has gone so generational.
Yeah.
It's not just it's a group stuck in the 60s. It's still a relevant group for a lot of kids who, well, knew the Beatles because of parents and grandparents and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they get stuff
and
like
they just keep
released.
Doing new things. I mean, it was just last Thanksgiving that the documentary on the making of Let It Be was released on Disney.
I forgot about that.
These guys haven't done anything in almost 50 years, and they still keep finding new things to release. It's amazing.
Although, as we know, Paul and Ringo still continue to tour.
They do.
Although
Ringo's off, right? He's done for the year, I think, because he caught COVID.
Yeah,
he
had COVID,
yeah,
so
he's done. He's canceled the rest of his tour for the year.
Hopefully he'll recover from that.
Yep.
He'll be back next year.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
No, at 82 or something like
82.
That?
Yes, he's 82.
And Paul, is he 80 now?
Yeah, Paul's 80.
Just celebrated his 80.
Just celebrated, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Those guys will go on forever.
I think they will, yeah.
We can only hope.